Indeed, the holiday season is here, and toys are still on top of all kids' gifts. You got to listen up, parents and grandparents, because we're talking toys for the rest of the show. Marianne Szymanski is the founder and creator of Toy Tips brand and publisher of ToyTips.com. She's a co-author of a bunch of books, including Toy Tips, A Parent's Essential Guide to Smart Toy Choices. The WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620. You have toy questions, let's get them. But Marianne, first, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. One thing that I think is kind of under the radar, Milwaukee and Wisconsin are pretty, it's a ripe market for toy entrepreneurs, right? There's a lot of companies that kind of fly under the radar that are doing really cool things in the space.
There is. And, you know, one is Fashion Angels, which is located in the Third Ward. So fun, really cool craft kits, great little arts and crafts. And that's kind of like a secret because it's in the coolest area.
Yeah.
And then there, of course, is Play Monster, and that is in Beloit. There's a lot of other just small toy companies, mom and pops, that come up with ideas. There's a lot of toy people in the Milwaukee area. You just don't know it. Designers, people just involved in other companies, remote workers. So we're kind of a toy metropolis.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So toys have made a bit of a comeback in the last couple of years. At least that's my sense. I think you see a lot of the stores creating their own special toy sections. Is this because adults are investing in buying toys again?
You know what,
am I right on there?
You are right on there. But first of all, toys are for all ages. There's no end. You know, sometimes you look at a box and it says 8 to 88. And then you think, well, what about the 90-year-old? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. Now, for actual toys, ages on boxes, you definitely want to look at that for the younger kids. But for older kids, we remember the toys that we never got from Santa. We remember our favorite childhood memories. Your mom and dad have toys in the attic. You want to play with them again. So when you go through the toy aisles and you see this, it's so nostalgic. So we become a child again. And all of a sudden, you buy these, you put them on your desk at work. You want to have whatever it is you wanted. And it's just fun to be a kid again.
Yeah. What about the move to digital? I mean, what opportunities exist there to kind of bridge that traditional physical toy with the immersive digital experiences that are happening? Has that changed the concept of play?
It has. So it kind of started in the late 90s. And what's happened is we call them STEM or STEAM toys. But what it is the learning value of toys. Now, when you play with just a regular, you know, board game, it's fun. But when you elevate it and you add different elements and there's an app to it and you can start to play with it in new ways, there's a different learning pattern. So you'll see that there's lots of toys that do things for you. Mm-hmm. I really like toys where you're using your imagination and creativity. And it's okay to have some of those digital toys, but, you know, focus on the really good learning patterns.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, I saw a lot of headlines the last couple of days around the Toy Hall of Fame. And I'm always intrigued, like, how do toys get into the Hall of Fame? What is the Toy Hall of Fame? And then, this is the time of the year that all these lists are coming out. Hottest toy of the year. There's got to be a way behind that.
Like,
what is the process? How do toys get on those lists? What kind of promotion goes into it? Which ones are legit? Which ones aren't legit? Marianne Szymanski is a toy expert with Toy Tips. She joins us on The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Getting a jump on the holiday season, commerce and community. Doesn't get any better than talking about toys. Marianne Szymanski is the president of Toy Tips, and she joins us in studio this morning. So, Marianne, there were new entries into the Toy Hall of Fame this week. First up, what and where is the Toy Hall of Fame, and how do toys get in to this Hall of Fame?
Oh, they are voted in.
Is there like a board or judges?
Yes.
Or
what's the deal? Yes, there is.
All right.
Yes, there is. So the Toy Hall of Fame is part of the Strong Museum, which is in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
If you have never been there, you need to get on a plane by yourself. I spent 8 hours alone, 3 stories of toys at the Strong Museum. It used to be called the Strong Museum of Play.
Okay.
coolest place ever. Toys from generations ago, things your great grandparents had. So they have a list that they put together. It is a very serious list. Certain toys are elected to, you know, be part of the Toy Hall of Fame, and three are chosen.
Okay.
And so it's a big deal. And yeah. And it's what's really cool is you'll see things like a stick. I had a stick. Did you have a stick? I played with my stick. That's in the Toy Hall of Fame. You know, Big Wheel. We all know that all iconic toys, but every year there's new toys that are put in. This year, Transformers.
All right. You had a Transformer. That's good. Yep. Yeah, there's some Transformers in the Sherman attic probably somewhere. We, you know, kids are a little older, but... Yeah, there's a couple there.
But bring them back because you're an adult.
That's right.
See?
That's
toys
right.
for all ages. But the whole idea of these toy lists is to sell toys. So when you see them and you pick up the catalog, when you're walking through a Walmart or you're walking through Myers or Target, pick up the catalog, bring that nostalgic experience to life, circle the toys, look at reviews, read them, understand the toys that you're interested in buying for kids, match the child.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough. When I started Toy Tips, everything is about being unbiased, learning value, skill development, but you need to know the age of the child, the skills, and what they're really interested in. And when you see lists, remember, some of the other lists just might be someone else's list. I mean, people like to get recognized for things, you know, but use it as a guide, not so much this is what I need to buy.
So how are toys sold and marketed today? Obviously, there's been a lot of change in the last many years. Is it all about YouTube? Is it all about the unboxing videos, influencers? Do movies still drive all the demand? What are the other factors at play?
Well,
so
combination
to speak?
Of all. So, yeah. You know, movies and licensing always really drives toys. You see a movie, you want the toy to go with it. Kids unboxing videos started a while ago, and they're still really cool to watch because it's a visual.
Mm-hmm.
Content creators, influencers actually have a large influence.
Yeah.
But all it boils down to is kids want what other kids have. It's always been that way. You know, whatever you didn't have and your best friend had, you ran over and played at their house. So when you're looking at how toys are sold, they're marketing to kids, of course, mm-hmm. but the parents are the buyers, grandparents, educators, caregivers. They're the ones making the decisions. So enjoy the experience as you're doing it and shopping this season because it's really fun. You can have fun with it.
And it seems like there's a bit of a return to the old school print catalog. I mean, you see in the last couple of years, Amazon is shipping catalogs to homes so that kids kind of have that old school experience of circling the toys and not just doing a Google Doc and giving it to mom or dad.
Right. That's the best part. And, you know, what I find is it's kind of a collector piece, too, because, you know, children are growing throughout the year. So just because they didn't get something that they circled for Christmas might be something they have interest for their birthday or for another time of year. So keep those because they're guides from what your children are interested in.
All right. I know you brought a couple toys with you. So if you text WATCH to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620, we're going to go over a couple of the hottest toys for this upcoming holiday season with Marianne Szymanski from Toy Tips. And I want to ask her a few more questions about just the hottest toy lists, how they're discovered, and will there ever be we all kind of remember the Cabbage Patch craze, right? Will there ever be a toy like that? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
You got a friend in me.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Marianne Szymanski from Toy Tips, getting you ready for the holiday toy buying season. So, Marianne, as you look at last year, I can't even remember. What was the hot toy in 2023?
Was the Stanley Cup.
Not even a toy, but a creatively marketed device.
And that's how these hot toys become hot toys. It's really, the whole direction is from consumers. You know, someone starts talking, the media starts talking, and then everybody wants one.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have what the Joneses have. And so that was really surprising, fun. Mm-hmm. Glad kids were drinking water. But, you know, there's always a toy that comes up starting about now where people are talking about, and then it hits.
So as you're looking at this year, what do you see as the hottest toys? And I get the sense that they're... It's not necessarily the most expensive or the most technology in the toy. It's some of the cheaper, kind of less expensive toys that are kind of exploding in popularity.
So for a while, it was very much about fidget. Anything that was sensory related, Crazy Errands was a brand that just went wild. Mm-hmm. Everyone had to have it. And, you know, Toys R Store are sold in specialty markets, which are the mom and pop toy shops.
Yeah.
There's a lot around town. And then the mass market, which is the Walmart, Target, Myers, right. Amazon. So there's kind of sometimes a difference. So it depends on the kind of toy that people start talking about as far as where it's directed. However, it's nothing you can really predict. It just happens.
Yeah.
Now, all the toy companies will tell you early on at Toy Fair, which is the beginning of the year, we're going to have the hottest toy. This is the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Hasbro has a Spider-Man right now that dances and crawls and is fun. And
nice.
So that's kind of, you know, on the rise.
Okay.
PS5 just came out. So,
yeah.
You know, for certain age groups, that's important. You know, it really kind of depends on what movie's out, what's coming out, because that's another thing that's part of an indicator.
Yeah.
And then just the general chatter.
Yeah.
You know, I have this board game. Do you have it yet?
Yeah,
you know,
probably, you know, looking at some Wicked related toys, maybe Moana,
yeah.
Something, you know, the movies that are dropping next month,
right,
you know, that
right.
is getting on the radar. What are a couple of the things that you've brought and what are you sensing in terms of the hotness with these toys?
So Abacus Games has VR. I don't know if you can see this, but it's the coolest thing ever. You put it on, right?
Okay.
There's everything from chef, chemistry. This one is like a murder mystery case. So this is fun for parents to do, in my opinion. But the idea is that it's VR. It's technology. So it's not so much a toy that you're going to play with. It's an experience you're going to have. And a lot of toys that have those experiences are things that are popular.
Yeah. Are you finding that American-made toys, is that a differentiator for parents and grandparents?
For many.
Yeah.
A lot of grandparents prefer to buy things that are American-made, and there's plenty of toy companies that have it. The one I mentioned, Crazy Errands, that's made on the East Coast. I found this really cool thing. It's called Handy Fam. It's a tape measure. Now, you know, how many times have you smashed your finger on that, right? This is for kids, and they have them in a chicken and they, like, different animals. This is one of those cute stocking stuffer things. Keeps kids busy forever. Why? Because you're making dinner. You're like, go measure this. Go measure the table. Kids love that kind of stuff. So look for things that are actually useful.
Yeah.
That you can use around the house for multiple purposes, that travel well, you can take with you on a trip. Those are fun, too.
Multi-generational, multi-purpose. That's what you should be going for
absolutely.
This holiday season, for sure. All right. Give us an update as to what's happening in your toy tips world. I know you have some big things coming up. I mean, you've been at this toy expert professional world for 25 plus years.
Since 1991.
Yeah.
I launched it, and I launched it at Marquette University, bringing it back to the second generation. So I have a class that will be coming up in the spring semester called, you know, it's an experiential class where students in psychology will be involved with the toy testing, understanding the research, and I'm super excited about that because my original testers are now parents.
Yes.
You know? So, and, you know, the original parents that were buying toys based on some of the information I was giving out are now grandparents. So I'm really excited to be doing this.
Toy testing, unbiased toy reviews, and a regeneration of toytips.com. Marian Szymanski is the president of Toy Tips. Appreciate your time. And give
us
a little flavor of what's coming up for the holiday season. I'm getting the Google Docs from my kids already, and they just put on, this is exactly what I want. But I always like to find some interesting creative gifts that are, you know, going to be a surprise.
You know what the best thing is? Go shopping yourself. Find those nuggets of joy that you had and share them with your kids. Get that Candyland. Get those toys that you had as well.
Very good.